Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Can everybody hear me? Est-ce que tout le monde m'entend? Oui. Mon nom est Dr. Robert Dipédé. Je suis le coordinateur du symposium L'héritage de Claude Ryan, libéralisme, foi et laïcité. Merci de vous joindre à nous cet après-midi. Le 13 février 2004, la famille, les amis, les collaborateurs politiques et la communauté de Montréal se rassemblaient à la basilique Notre-Dame pour dire un dernier adieu à Claude Ryan. 10 ans plus tard, ce 13 février 2014, Claude Ryan a rassemblé encore une fois beaucoup des mêmes individus, mais aussi des nouveaux venus. Cette fois, cependant, le rassemblement a lieu sous le plus joyeux auspice, puisque son motif n'est pas de nous réconcilier avec la perte d'un homme, mais de reconnaître et de nous approprier d'un héritage, l'héritage de Claude Ryan. Célèbre rédacteur en chef du Devoir, chef du Parti libéral du Québec, et lors de ces années qui auraient dû être celles de sa retraite, enseignant hautement respecté d'un cours sous la pensée sociale catholique à l'Université McGill, M. Ryan a admirablement contribué aux discussions et aux politiques qui ont formé la société québécoise dans la dernière partie du 12e siècle. Du fait de son engagement très personnel dans le mouvement de l'Action catholique, ainsi que de sa connaissance approfondie de la société démocratique, M. Ryan nous a offert sa perspective sur des questions importantes, mais prêtant à controverse, concernant la société québécoise. Questions auxquelles il n'a pas seulement réfléchi aussi personnellement que sérieusement, mais face auxquelles il s'est souvent trouvé en première ligne. No doubt as complex and controversial a man as the social and political questions he faced in his lifetime, 10 years after his death, Claude Ryan not only remains relevant, but pertinent to contemporary debates in Quebec and beyond. Many of the speakers here today knew Mr. Ryan personally and worked with him at various stages of his career. Others got to know him through media coverage, and others still have come to know him through his writings, some of which are well known, others of which are in the process of being rediscovered and reevaluated thanks to this symposium. From my own point of view, as the editor of Claude's manuscript on Catholic social thought, which will be published posthumously, I am excited by the opportunities this symposium may offer us to dig more deeply and move beyond the shallow caricatures of the man who was dubbed the conscience of Quebec. The fact that Claude was at the center of Federalist debates in Canada, and that he also dared to hold together both his living and breathing religious convictions with his political and democratic responsibilities, suggests as compelling a vision of Canadian liberal democracy as was pioneered by the likes of Sir Wilfrid Laurier. This symposium aims to shed light on various aspects of Mr. Ryan's life of service and his contributions as a public intellectual. It also aims to teach us about the importance of reflecting on our own efforts to shape meaningfully, each in our own way, the communities in which we live. The question of the legacy of public figures always has the potential to generate disagreement as well as agreement about what they stood for, what they had hoped to accomplish by means of their judgments and actions, and indeed whether, at the end of the day, they were properly understood by the very people with whom they shared their most intimate confidences. Who was Claude Ryan? What motivated him? Who are the thinkers and influencers who shaped his personal approach to life and his general train of thought? Our panelists and invited guests will help us to explore these questions more deeply over the next 2 days. Et maintenant, mesdames et messieurs, j'aimerais vous présenter la professeure Ellen Aitken, doyenne de la faculté d'études religieuses de l'Université McGill, qui va poursuivre par quelques mots de bienvenue de la part de l'Université.
Thank you, Robert. Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, distinguished colleagues, it is my pleasure on behalf of McGill University to welcome all of you to this symposium, The Legacy of Claude Ryan, Liberalism, Faith, and Secularity, L'Héritage de Claude Ryan, Liberalisme, Foi et Laïcité. Bienvenue and welcome. Thank you all for attending this important, timely, and intellectually rich event. I bring greetings from our principal, Professor Suzanne Fortier, and our provost, Professor Anthony Massey. And I particularly want to recognize the presence with us today of members of Claude Ryan's family, who may or may not have arrived yet, I'm not sure. His sons, Paul Ryan, along with his wife, Martine Letourneau, and his son, Patrice Ryan, as well as our neighbor, Monsieur Claude Corbeau, the rector of UQAM, and Mr. David Birnbaum, the executive director of the Quebec English School Boards Association, and many other distinguished guests who will be joining us over the course of the symposium. We are very pleased that you could be with us, along with the distinguished roster of speakers from whom we will hear today and tomorrow. It is a privilege and honor for McGill University to host and support this symposium, marking the 10th anniversary of Claude Ryan's death in February 2004. I've heard of Claude Ryan ever since I came to McGill from Boston in the fall of 2004, of his important contributions in the area of social and political thought and action, informed, inspired by his Christian faith. I have also heard from colleagues of Claude Ryan as a person of profound personal integrity and attentiveness. I have appreciated reading some of his writings, his lectures, his public addresses, particularly from the period of his retirement that my colleague Daniel Seary and Dr. DePede, two of the organizers of this symposium, have made available. I feel as though I would have loved to have known Claude Ryan, and I look forward to the ways in which his thought and spirit will come alive through this symposium. Claude Ryan was awarded an honorary degree by McGill in 1999, a doctorate of letters honoris causa. And to set the stage for this symposium, I would like to draw from the citation for that degree. A distinguished thinker, author, journalist, and political leader, respected as an individual of highest integrity, honored for his contributions to the fields of journalism and education, for his government positions with the Quebec Ministry of Education, and for all the ways in which he was instrumental in the initiation of numerous reforms to education in Quebec. He was cited as one whose voice has provided us with a beacon of reason and compassion for over 5 decades. And to honor Claude Ryan is to, quote, honor the cultivation of a vision wherein the pursuit of knowledge and awareness, the cultivation of spirit, and the critical value of learning is viewed as integral in the fostering of the informed, responsible, and compassionate human being. All of these notes will be highlighted in this symposium's program, but I would be remiss not to draw attention to the importance of Catholic social thought in Ryan's work and for the ways in which his faith issued in action, in that compassion, and in that wise leadership. In reading his writings, I am struck by how he is explicitly informed by such Christian theologians as Augustine of Hippo, John Henry Newman, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and Reinhold Niebuhr. So I'm grateful for all these aspects of the life of Claude Ryan, and I'm grateful that they will be explored in this symposium so that we may again benefit from his wisdom about such matters as the role of faith in the public arena and the contribution of all people, particularly the laity, in the secular sphere. And I believe we do so at a critical time in public life in Quebec and in Canada. So for the rich banquet of thought and discussion that lies ahead of us in this symposium, I want to thank the organizer, Daniel Siri, Robert DePede, Anne Leahy, John Zucchi, Carole Graveline, and in particular also Olivier Marcil, McGill's Vice Principal External Relations, who has put all manner of resources at the disposal of the organizing committee and also brought his personal passion and friendship to this work. There are also numerous sponsors of this symposium, both from within McGill and beyond, to whom much gratitude is due. But I would especially like to thank the Newman Center for hosting today's events. The Newman Center is an independent nonprofit association now in its 60th anniversary here and makes ongoing contributions to the university's intellectual vitality through conferences and lectures such as this symposium. We in the university are privileged to have such partners and friends, and so would you all please join me in thanking them. So again, welcome to you all. I bid you a fine symposium full of rich conversation, attentive listening, challenging and inspiring ideas, all to celebrate the memory and legacy of an outstanding public figure and intellectual leader, Monsieur Claude Ryan. Thank you.